WRKV 487 Kimber, this is 359 Karen, you copy?
This is WRKV 487 Kimber, I copy. Sorry, I'm monitoring the Elk repeater as well, and it popped over to that just as I was trying to get on. So, do you copy me okay?
Yes, we do. You're coming in loud and clear. So we've been talking about the Emergency Family Preparedness Handbook, and we've been talking about smoke detectors and fire extinguishers. Is there anything that you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Well, I have a few comments on what I've read, and I also would like to, let's see, well, first Jill says everybody stay warm and dry. That's what she wishes for everybody, and she'll talk to us all next week, hopefully, if we get this Jackson County thing figured out. And my comments on the book are, I want to remind everybody also that, you know, carbon monoxide detectors are just as important. And everybody should have one of those, and they are placed low, whereas the fire smoke alarms, I'm sorry, I can't talk tonight, are on the ceiling. Break. I don't know if I timed out there, but it was interesting to me that about the fire smoke alarms being placed 12 inches from the wall and 6 to 12 inches from the ceiling if they're on a wall. And a reminder that in my kitchen, I have one inconveniently placed right above my stove. It picks up steam even when I'm cooking something, so I'm going to relocate that one. One more quick break. Am I getting through still?
Yes, ma'am, you're coming through loud and clear.
Thank you, because it wasn't doing the click over thing on my radio. Anyway, I found it interesting about the hearing impaired smoke detectors that emit the extremely white, bright white light, and they can strobe it. And they also have bed shakers that can waken people from their sleep, that shake your bed. That's pretty interesting. And let's see, on the next page, looking at how fire extinguishers are meant to fight small fires only. So call 911 quickly and get everybody outside, and don't try and fight a fire that's bigger than what you can handle. And one more break. The type of fire extinguisher. So most people have a class A, B, C together, and then they have the class B for metals. Look at those labels and look at your fire extinguishers, and a reminder to get them serviced as needed. Learn how to use them. This is all just a really good book. It's really, really cool on what we need to do to be prepared for these types of emergencies. Thank you, and I think that's all I have, Karen. Back to Ned.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. And I feel this is a really good refresher, especially for this time of year with Christmas lights going up and decorations and Christmas trees and that sort of thing. So you never know what can happen, and it's always good to be prepared ahead of time. Well, thank you, Kimber, for sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WROY 384.
We copy you kind of sporadic there, Diana. You're coming in a little bit broken up. Did you want to try again?
WROY 384 Diana, I copy and read you loud and clear.
There you go. Now we copy you loud and clear as well. There's a little bit of static in the background, but I'm sure that's probably atmospheric. So we've been talking about smoke detectors and fire extinguishers. Is there anything you'd like to share or discuss this evening, Diana?
No, I think this book is real thorough, though. Thanks.
Yes, I think it is very thorough as well. And like I said, I think it's just a good refresher for all of us that anything can happen at any time. So we need to be ready for it. Well, thank you, Diana. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605, copy you loud and clear.
WRPJ 605 Judy, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605, copy you loud and clear.
605 negative contact, 359 moving forward. 487 Kimber, did you want to bring up the Amron net?
Copy that. I can bring up the Amron net. And I want to say I apologize for, I just couldn't talk. I don't know what it was. My mind was moving faster than what my mouth could speak. Anyway, everybody's welcome over to the Amron net every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on this repeater system. This last week, it was quite interesting because I had somebody step up to the plate. We did the Phoenix repeater, the Elk repeater, and the NV725 system. People stepped up and did all at once, so that was great. Thank you, everybody. So Sunday night, 7 p.m., we do a roll call. We do the Channel 3 practice, and I do an intelligence brief. Thank you. Back to Ned.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much for that information, Kimber. 359, moving to the next radio check. Break, go ahead.
WRPJ 605, checking in. Sorry about that. I was on $8, and I guess it's not linked right now.
Copy that. Well, you're here now. We seem to be having issues with all kinds of things lately. Well, Judy, we've been talking about pages 7 and 8 in the Family Emergency Preparedness Manual, and we talked about smoke detectors and fire extinguishers. Is there anything that you'd like to discuss or share this evening, Judy?
The only thing I really wanted to add was baking soda is a great item to have around. You can douse fires with it, and you know, we have a lot of it because we make pH drinks with it. So get a few big boxes of baking soda and have them on hand. Break. I also just got a report from a neighbor on the rain that we've gotten. I guess it started around the 10th of November. So the first week, 10th through the 17th, we got about 7 inches. And from the 17th to the 23rd, we got about 8 inches, so 15 inches already in November. Break. And I guess that's all I have to say. Want to thank you for doing the net, and everybody try to stay dry and safe.
Well, thank you for that, Judy. I appreciate that. And it sounds like it's just going to continue going forward. The rain's going to continue going forward. So it looks like we'll look in for more yet. So just be safe out there. Be safe in town and just be safe out there when you're driving, et cetera. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRPL 826 Sue. She was unavailable this evening, as well as WRJX 597 Jill. She could not participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801 Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRNN 801, Bobby May. We copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we've been discussing fire hazards in the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, pages 7 and 8. We've been talking about placement of smoke detectors as well as fire extinguishers. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Bobby May?
Yes, there is. I've been having a difficult time with my fire extinguishers. It seems like the batteries don't last as long as they used to. I've been having to change my batteries out 3 times a year now instead of once a year. And I just watched an interesting thing on YouTube about batteries. And do not buy the Harbor Freight Thunderbird brake. The Energizer and the Amazon batteries are the best ones to buy for your money and to last the longest for the most power. So do not buy the ones from Harbor Freight because they will not give you enough juice to last when you need it.
Copy that. Well, I understand there are lots of alternatives out there. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Bobby May?
Nope, that's about it. We're good to go.
Awesome. Well, hopefully you can stay warm and dry. We appreciate your sharing. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJY 779 Chantel, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRJY 779 at Regional.
WRJY 779 Chantel. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRJY 779. I read you loud and clear.
779, negative contact. 359, moving to the next radio check. 487, break. 487, Kimber, go ahead.
I was looking online at the system, and I think Chantel was trying to check in because the Clem Falls repeater was trying to come through. Maybe try calling her one more time. I think she didn't have any volume.
Copy that. Thank you, Kimber. So let's try WRJY 779 Chantel. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy now?
This is WRJY 779. Do you hear me now?
It looks like you're trying but not getting through. So 779 Chantel, you want to try one more time?
This is 779. Can you hear me now?
Nothing heard, so negative contact. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRXR 423 Kristen. I'm sorry, she was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. I don't think I can get through, but I will try WRZL 684 Lee. She didn't know she could get through. We figured probably not, but she was going to try or listen in. Are you available this evening, Lee?